coming over, it was built on kind of farmland right on top of the hill. But there was an estate, a William Adam house, a classical house that was there, and I kind of designed a landscape around that. And the Cumbernauld Development Corporation first had their offices there in Cumbernauld House. It's derelict now, which is a bit of a shame. And there's a camper. Oh, they moved out once the Development Corporation closed down about 1993-94, you didn't have the use for the building.
Yeah.
You know, because the Development Corporation is there to establish the town, get it up and running, and then disband. So they had one in East Kilbride, and they had one in Glenrothes. So then the local authority takes over. So the house became, it was no longer used because we're being run by a local authority who had this HQ somewhere else. So it was just been left. And I met some people in Trieste. I know I was giving a lecture to the Rotary Club of Cumbernauld. That was exciting. And quite a lot of people worked. There was a guy in there, I can't remember his name, and he was actually trying to do a campaign to save the William Adam House.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is at. I mean, I think it's online and everything, what's happening there. But the landscape's pretty impressive, and it was a place to play when we were young. I took my daughter to Cumbernauld House, but she didn't like it. She started crying.
She started crying?
I don't like it. She loved the town centre, though, because there was lots of rats to run up there. Poor old town centre. It's been, but, you know, there was no the kind of reception of Cumbernauld. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in how it was received. You know, architectural design, as you know, is in Britain. It's always kind of, there's lots of positional rhetoric and fascism. One group of people attacks the other group of people. And even as it was being built, Cumbernauld was being attacked.
Yeah,
you know, the people that were building Cumbernauld were thinking that they were actually attacking the Garden City movement and saying, no, we don't want all this kind of low-lying little cottages. We're going to build a dense town that's going to be more urban. And build at the top of the hill, it's going to be this massive big town centre. You know, this is going to be a different new town. But already it was starting to be criticised in the architectural press. And that I think what happened was that the general optimism of the town continued on the ground by the residents. You know, it's a complex story, but and then this negativity towards the architectural design started to kind of, in a psychical way, start to affect how people thought of the town themselves. So we get to the point by the 1990s that they're starting to get, Cumbernauld's getting like most, the best crap town in the UK and things like that, awards, looking at the Plinth Awards. And then the residents start to feel negative about it. Nobody's looking, the Development Corporation is starting to get wound down, and the whole kind of negativity starts to creep in, I think. And unfortunately that's stuck, and I think, you know, the anti-modern architecture lobby has sort of basically branded Cumbernauld as a perfect example of where it all was wrong, which is too simplistic.